Good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. This is Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the evening, and I have a remarkable guest tonight. I know very little about him. He's been on Leilani Schmidt's universe, the program, which comes, I think, on Tuesday night. And at any rate, this is going to be completely unrehearsed. I'm not sure who or what Dr. Doug is. I know Leilani suggested I call him, and Spirit had me at it on the spur of the moment, though I've had his phone number for a couple of weeks now, call him this evening when I had a cancellation of the guests I was going to have tonight. And he graciously came on, and he wanted to know, am I one of those people who's willing to take risks and sort of do flying solo and going without a net? And I said, why not? If you commit yourself to Spirit, you're going to have to be willing to fly and see what Spirit presents you. So without further ado, here's Dr. Phil. Good evening.
Hi.
And welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Thank you. Yeah, I know very little about your show and very little about what you do. In fact, I know nothing about it except that you know Leilani.
So. And other than knowing you're a chiropractor, and then you're now in some kind of energy work, I don't know much about you, but you suggested that what we would do is let Spirit lead us tonight, and it would introduce you to our audience, to some of the things that you do, and you do energy transformational work, is that correct?
That's not what I call it, no.
No, okay, tell me what you call it then.
I do several things, one of which is I teach a class
called
Rewrite Your Rules, and the subtitle is How to Apply the Secret in Your Everyday Life.
How to apply what secret?
The Secret, the movie The Secret.
Oh, The Secret. Okay, got it.
And what we do is, it's a two-day class. Sometimes we condense it into one really long day. And during the first day, what we do is we teach our participants how to use their language, the words, the phrases they use, to recognize their unconscious belief systems, which create lack, limitation, struggle, heartache in their lives.
Okay.
So that's number one. And then we teach them how do they get to the core of it, where did it really come from, they think, where did it really come from, and then we teach them how to upgrade their language to upgrade their unconscious belief system.
Okay.
And so it's a big feedback system. You look at your life around you and you go, okay, this isn't working as well as I'd like. Listen to your words about it.
Yep.
And we give a really good guidebook and stuff like that. And then you go, okay, this particular phrase means this in consciousness. Oh, yeah, this, that, that. And then change your language and not just affirmations, because you know, I did affirmations for years and got just about nothing out of it, except I wasted a lot of little yellow sticky pads all over my knees. Okay. You've done that, huh?
Yeah, I'd be perfectly honest. Affirmations get repetitious, and then they become meaningless in my life, you know?
Yes.
They're
a
no-brainer, as I call it. And after a while, I say the repetitions, I mouth them, but my mind is off elsewhere in the grand scheme of things.
Beautiful. In fact, it really, the problem with most affirmations is they are a brainer rather than a feeler.
Yes.
And when we speak a new choice for ourselves with feeling, then it actually starts creating a new consciousness in ourselves, which then will be reflected outside of us.
That makes sense.
Okay. And it's a really, really, really fun class. And then the second day, we all these tools and that we learned in the first day, and we start doing some imagination and visualization tools. Some of them you're familiar with, yet when we take our conscious language and put it in, now they really start working well for us.
Okay.
So it's a really, really fun class. And what I'd like to do with you is give you a little sample tonight.
Okay, I'll be a guinea pig. I'll play. Hello.
Okay.
Yes, good evening.
Well, are we having fun yet?
We are having fun. Is this Leilani?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
How did I guess without even knowing it?
How's my two favorite people doing?
Well, thank you. Fine. We're going to play and have fun tonight.
Hey, Doug. How are you? Dr. Doug.
I'm quite well. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to speak with you guys. Can I play too?
You certainly may.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Doug.
Okay. So, Phyllis.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions.
Sure.
And one of the things I'm going to do this evening is I'm going to teach you a new way to listen to your heart.
Okay.
Many of us know how to listen to our heart, yet when it comes to distinguishing between our heart, our head, and our spirit, sometimes it's confusing for people. And so I'm going to give you it in very good detail so your listeners can hear also.
Excellent. Excellent. This is for everyone, so I want all participants, everyone listening, to play and have fun with us tonight. Is that okay with you, Doug?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
I'm still on the line, so I'm going to do it with you guys as well, okay?
Oh, that's fine.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay, so Phyllis.
Yes, darling.
Here's what we're going to do. When I ask you a question, you have several different ways you can respond.
Okay.
Now, when I say, what is your name?
Yes.
Answer me, please. What is your name?
Phyllis Ann Pricer. I almost gave you my maiden name.
That was interesting. And let's just, your first name. What is your name? Okay, wait till I'm done asking. What is your name?
My first name?
Yes.
I'm Phyllis.
Okay. Are you a female, yes or no?
Yes.
Did you have to think about that?
Not really.
Good.
No.
Now, by the way, when you have to think about it, that's not going to be coming from your heart.
Okay.
That's going to be coming from your head, from your conscious mind.
Okay.
And that's okay in some circumstances.
Okay.
The game you and I are going to play, I'm speaking to your heart.
Okay.
And so what I'm looking for is automatic answers. No
Without
thinking.
Thought. Okay.
No thinking, no filtering, none of that. Just the first words that come to you, even if they seem strange.
Okay.
Or even if they seem crazy, because sometimes the craziest ones get us the most of our victories.
That works. Go ahead.
Okay. So, cool. Now, when I ask you a yes or no question, what I choose to get back from you is either a clear yes or a clear no.
Okay.
Yeah, kinda, Those aren't yeses, and those aren't noes.
Okay, I gotcha. All right.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Go
absolutely
ahead.
Is not a yes.
Okay,
not.
Absolutely is not yes. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so, Phyllis, yes or no, do I have permission to facilitate you right now?
Yes.
Good. Yes or no, do I have permission to see your perfection?
Yes.
Good. So now, Phyllis, what is the one biggest thing holding you back from thriving right now? First words.
From thriving or driving?
Thriving, T-H-R-I-V-I-N-G. Now just pause, don't answer now. Because your head's not going to know the answer.
Thriving.
Thriving as in the opposite of struggle.
Okay. Oh, being driven, you mean. And that's my expression. Okay. What is driving me right now?
No. Thriving as in abundance.
Oh, okay.
As in opulence. As in having all of your desires met.
Okay. Now I got your idea. Ask me the question again, because I lost it in the explanation.
Okay, so now, here's the deal. Many of us have learned, as children, when we have our hearts speak, we stuff it down.
Okay.
We're not supposed to say stuff like that. We're not supposed to speak the truth, because the truth offends some people.
That's true. I can recall that being told me. Right.
Okay. So, therefore, you're going to have to overcome all that programming that got stuck into you.
Okay.
And just allow your heart to speak.
Okay.
Whatever words there are. So, Phyllis.
Yes.
Right now.
Right.
No more interjecting in here. Just pause. Nothing, no words come out until I'm done with my question. Okay? It's really important that you sink in, take a breath, and just let your heart speak here.
Okay.
Okay? Good. That's much better. So, Phyllis, right now, what is the one biggest thing keeping you from thriving? First words, right there.
Right there. Well, the first thing that came to mind was money.
Money.
Mm-hmm. The abundance of it, yeah.
What about money?
I had a vision. I was promised to have sufficient monies to bring that vision into fruition. That was back in 1990-91, just
mm-hmm.
before the Kuwait War, just before that.
Yes.
And in it, I had a tremendous vision of what my mission in life was supposed to be. And I had two visions, one exactly 1 week apart, almost to the minute, in which I was told that I could go ahead with this particular mission in life. And then the second vision I had, I said, but I don't have the sufficient income. And they said, that's been taken care of. Don't worry. You know, sort of, we'll get back to you. That was 17 years ago. So far... So I went ahead, and so far I have not had the funds to actually implement that vision and build what I had wanted to build into globally.
Okay, pause for a moment, please.
Yes.
Where is your money? Right now, where is your money?
In my house. In the owning of my house, let us say.
Where is the money to fulfill your dreams right now?
Out there somewhere.
Okay. Now, you tell me this, and I'm guessing if you know Leilani, you know the answer to this. Is there any out there?
Not really.
Okay.
It's all within.
Now, listen carefully, please. When we as conscious beings say and believe my money or the money is out there,
yes.
We've just told our universe that we're agreeing to separation.
Mm-hmm.
There is no out there, so if it's out there, we don't have it.
Right.
And if we decree we don't have it, guess what?
We don't have it. Yeah.
So, yes, and please just really sink into your heart with me for a minute, please.
Right.
Okay, good. Yes or no, have you been resisting allowing your money in? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Do you see how this game goes?
Yep.
Are you having fun yet?
Yep. I always have fun, especially when I'm seeking more answers and more insight.
Cool. I invite you to have your answers tonight.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Cool. So, first words, why are you resisting having your money? First words, no thinking.
What? A fear of responsibility.
Ooh, what responsibility?
To stand alone.
Ooh, okay. So, have you been alone a lot?
Yes, absolutely. Which seems contradictory, doesn't it?
Well, here's the deal. It's the game we're playing.
All right.
We jumped into this illusion pretending to be alone. And guess what we get to do?
We get to stand alone.
No, we get to find our way back.
Mm-hmm.
Back inside of ourselves where it turns out we aren't alone after all. Have you ever taken the word alone apart?
Isn't it alone? You can play mnemonics with it. It can make different meanings.
Yeah, take the A-L off, mm-hmm. all One.
One. All one, yes.
All one. Okay, so you have fear of standing alone. Is it really a fear of standing alone or standing out?
You know, standing out probably is the correct answer. Yes, I would say standing out. Yes.
And what is your fear about standing out?
To appear conceited was the words that came to me.
Oh, conceited. Who called you conceited first? First word.
Pardon?
Who's the first one that said you were conceited for standing
out?
Mom or dad?
Good question. Left to my mind first was kids
Phyllis.
In class.
Phyllis,
kids
stop.
In class in grade school.
Stop.
Yep.
Okay. Here's the fun part about this. If our thinking minds could fix this stuff, we would have had all this fixed 30 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we didn't. So we got to get out of our thinking heads.
Right.
And I ask you, who's the first one that called you conceited? Your brain doesn't have the answer. Your heart does.
I'm really looking, and
is it mom or dad? First words. Mom or dad?
Dad, I think.
Well, see, dad, I think, you went into your head.
Yeah, I can't recall.
Okay.
I really can't recall. Even my heart doesn't say so. But fate came to me with mom or dad. Dad. I guess dad would have to be the answer. I'm sorry. I'll just say dad.
Okay, well, let's pause on that for a moment.
Yes.
What does it mean to you to be conceited?
To think that you're better than anyone else. To think that you're above everyone else. To be different. So you think more of yourself than you ought, I guess is a good old-fashioned way of putting it.
So is that a good thing for you to be conceited?
No.
So basically, here's an equation for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you've said you want money to do the things that you're choosing to do, yet to have money means you have responsibility and you're going to stand out, which means you're going to be conceited.
Right.
Which means you're not going to allow your money in.
I see. Okay. I see the trail you've set up. Yes.
Yes. It's a glitch.
Yes.
It's a small glitch, and it's going to stop all of it from happening.
Okay.
And it's fixable right now.
Excellent.
Okay. So now, what is the opposite of conceited? Do you know?
Humility.
What's that?
The opposite of conceit?
Yes.
I would say true humility.
What is humility then?
An honoring of yourself and acknowledgement of yourself and all others to be one.
I love that. That's beautiful. So, hang on. I'm going to write this down so I can keep track of this. Excellent. So now, this is fixable right now if you're willing to speak from your heart to your heart.
Okay.
So you're going to fix this by going. Now, pause. I need to rewind just a little bit.
Okay.
Yes or no, do you need to forgive Dad for putting you down? Yes or no? Okay, good. Forgiveness is a really powerful thing. So what I'd like you to do is say the following.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive you, Dad.
I forgive you, Dad.
Then what did he do? When he basically, did he say you were conceited, or did he just kind of, in your words, what was it that held you down from standing out and being yourself?
Well, what held me down from standing out?
What did he do?
Oh, what did he do?
Hold you down.
Okay. There were abuse issues.
Ah. So you stand up, then something happens, some abuse happens. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
So, now, have you forgiven Dad for abusing you?
Oh, yes.
Now, have you forgiven him and then turned it into something?
Compassion.
Okay. I'll take that as a no. Here's one of the things that I teach in my class. It's very, very cool, by the way. Anger is an emotion. It has a charge on it.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Right.
Okay. Well, that energy around anger, most people, what we've learned up to now is you take the anger, you forgive whoever it is, and you're done with it. The problem is that energy still exists.
So what you do is take the anger and use it as a procreative process by using it to fuel or trigger you to do something that's positive in nature.
Yes. So, and what do you call that positive side of anger?
I call it a proactive movement in achieving things.
I like it. I like it a lot. That's great. And I'm going to invite you to do one more thing with it.
Okay.
Turn it into authority.
Authority?
Authority.
Okay.
Yes or no, have you allowed yourself authority to stand out?
Yes.
Have you been standing out?
Yes.
Have you stood out as much as you're here to stand out?
No.
Have you allowed yourself your full authority to stand out to where you're supposed to be standing out?
No.
Okay. And so what you didn't do, and this is not criticism, it's just
no, I
report
understand.
Card. It's like, okay, cool, okay. So now, what you can do now is, first of all, my guess is you have some more forgiveness you could do. Because when you said abuse, you had a charge on it.
Right.
Okay. Which means I believe you have some more forgiveness that can be done. And
mm-hmm.
forgiveness suggests the utmost level. Thank you, Dad, for giving me my lessons about my lack of authority in my life, and now I get it. Thank you. So, and that's kind of my intention. I forgive you, Dad, for abusing me.
Uh-huh. I do. I forgive you for abusing, and I use that issue
okay.
to learn.
And what you just said was all out of your head.
Okay.
And it went just like the little yellow sticky notes.
Okay.
So I invite you to now speak from your heart.
Okay.
I forgive you, Dad.
I forgive you, Dad.
For abusing me. Say the whole thing, please.
I forgive you, Dad. For, what's the rest of it?
Abusing me.
Abusing me.
Now put it all together and make it real.
I forgive you, Dad, for abusing me.
Okay. Now, did you feel anything when you said that?
Kind of a release.
Okay. You're going to feel a major release when you really do this one.
Okay.
This one's going to be big for you tonight. Because it's going to allow you to heal your relationship with money.
Okay.
So I'm really inviting you to go deep. And when you decree something, when you say something and you're reprogramming your subconscious, as you say every single word,
uh-huh.
be with the meaning of every word as you say it.
Okay.
So the word, even the word I, what does that mean to you?
The word odd?
I?
I,
as in I forgive you.
Okay. I is the totality. I being body, mind, and spirit.
Cool. So as you're saying the word I, imagine totality, body, mind, spirit, I. And you'll have a fullness, a feeling when you say I.
Okay.
Then forgive. Forgive, what does that mean? So as I'm saying forgive, it means thank you for my experience because now I've learned this, I've gotten this attribute because, and so on. I forgive
okay.
you, Dad, for abusing me.
Okay.
Do you hear and feel the difference when I say it that way?
Yes.
Good. So please, you do that.
I forgive Dad for abusing me.
You left out the you.
Ah, I'm sorry. I guess because he's departed.
Well, how far away is he?
He's on the other side of the veil.
How far away is that?
Pardon?
How far away is that?
There are times when I feel him close to me, and I feel some of his sorrow at what occurred.
How much of your DNA is his?
None. He was my stepfather.
Oh, wow. Cool. Well, he's still right here anyway.
Yes. Yes, he is. He raised me.
Okay. So he's here with you.
Yes.
In consciousness.
Right.
And you can forgive him right now.
It's okay. You want me to say it again?
I don't want you to.
I should say it again. All right. I forgive you, Dad, for abusing me.
Again.
I forgive you, Dad, for abusing me.
Yeah. And I'm doing this for your listeners also.
Absolutely. I want them to also, if they have issues, speak also to themselves.
Slow it down a little bit more.
Okay.
Because when we talk real fast like this, we're coming out of our head and then nothing's going to happen. And then we get the same thing we've got now.
Okay.
But when we can slow it down,
now
our hearts can start speaking.
Okay.
So slow it down. Go for it.
I forgive you, Dad, for abusing me.
One more time, please.
I forgive you, Dad, for abusing me.
Excellent. Good job. So now, we're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you denied yourself some authority because of that abuse, because of being beaten down.
Mm-hmm.
What authority did you deny yourself?
To protect myself, to stand up for myself.
Excellent. To protect myself is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it to stand up for yourself or to stand out?
To stand up for myself.
Okay. Excellent.
And to experience my own power.
Ooh, okay. I'm writing this down so I keep track of them. Okay. So now, do you understand what authority means, really?
Authority, in my understanding, it is the power, a higher power. It can be civil, it can be religious, it can be spiritual, it can be emotional. There are many kinds of a power. All come from the source of one, and it is our ability to tap into it, to use it, to empower ourselves, to claim for ourselves our own authority, to claim for ourselves our own thoughts, our own feelings, and to be able to stand up and to proclaim ourselves in at one minute or one with God. It is our natural born right to be heirs with God.
Excellent. Do you know what the root of the word authority is? The root word.
I would say, is it Greek or Latin?
Well, let's just go with author.
Author. Okay. The author. One who writes.
Yes.
Who brings from within.
When you take your authority,
mm-hmm.
you will be the one mm-hmm. who writes your own life story.
Aha, uh-huh. Very interesting.
In the way you choose to write it.
Okay.
To say it not consciously, you're no longer going to be limited by those around you who choose to hold you down.
Okay.
You're going to write your story the way you choose.
Okay.
Once you take it.
Okay.
And you can take it right now. I claim my authority to protect myself.
I claim my authority to protect myself.
Excellent. Again.
I claim my authority to protect myself.
again.
I proclaim my authority to protect myself.
Now, you claimed it. Do you have it yet?
No.
Not quite. Not quite. It's like going up to the coat check. Here's my ticket. I'm claiming my coat.
Yep.
I don't have it yet, even though I've claimed it.
Right.
So now, the way to have your authority is to speak from having your authority. And so it's going to be with the tone of authority, which is the same energy level as anger, yet it doesn't have the edge that anger does. So I have my authority to protect myself.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have my authority to protect myself.
Keep going.
I have my authority to protect myself.
Speak. Right now you're coming out of your throat, kind of. And I invite you to just go down a little bit further. Come from your heart.
Okay.
I have. Here's the difference. I have my authority to protect myself. That's out of my throat.
Okay.
Now listen and feel the difference. And it's not the tone. You don't need to get deep like this. You go deep and it'll change. I have my authority to protect myself.
Okay.
Go for it.
I have my authority to protect myself.
Excellent. Did you feel a difference on that?
Yes.
Good. So now you have a couple more you can take right now.
Okay.
I have my authority to stand up for myself.
I have my authority to stand up for myself.
That was out of your throat.
I have my authority to stand up for myself.
Better. Again.
I have my authority to stand up for myself.
Excellent. Are you feeling some shifting happening?
Yes.
Excellent. So now, are you ready to honor yourself?
Yes.
That wasn't a real yes, by the way.
It was a surprise to me. Yes.
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 Are you okay? Good. Now, for you to honor yourself, you're going to have a new relationship with money.
Okay.
That wasn't a yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I am ready, willing, and able to have a different relationship with money.
Good. Let's start right now. Say, I honor myself.
I honor myself.
Again.
I honor myself.
Excellent. I honor myself with my money.
I honor myself with my money.
Did you feel how you kind of went away on my money?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
By the way,
those are the things to recognize, because as you're saying these things, if you can recognize as you're saying, oh, wow, I went away on my money.
Yes.
I must still have an issue about it.
Okay.
Cool. So now you can change it just by changing your consciousness as you're saying it.
Okay.
Now, think about this. What does it mean? What does the word honor mean? Do you know?
To respect.
Respect what else?
To honor, to know how to handle it, how to use it in a beneficial way, how to have fun with it, how to play with it.
Cool. So keep all that in mind.
Okay.
I'm going to change this a little bit.
Okay.
Because the word myself tends to be about our thinking mind.
Got it.
The word me is about our unconscious self.
Okay, B. Mm-hmm.
And when we change our unconscious beliefs, miracles start happening.
Okay.
I honor me with my money.
I honor me with my money.
Excellent. Again.
I honor me with my money.
Again.
I honor me with my money.
Okay, you're out of your throat now. Let's come from your heart again.
I honor I almost said honor thee. I'm sorry.
Thank you. You can do. Yeah, that works for me. I
honor me with my money.
Good, again.
I honor me with my money.
Ooh, that's better. Are you feeling some shifting?
Yes.
Again.
I honor me with my money.
Excellent. So now, where is your money?
Where is my money?
Yes.
In my heart.
Excellent. Whose money is it?
Mine.
Say, my money.
My money.
Ooh, I like it. So, Phyllis, right now, is there anything else holding you back from thriving with your money? Yes or no? That was a real slow response.
Is there anything holding me back
from thriving with
your... From thriving with my money.
Yeah. Did you not hear me correctly on the first one?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know if it's me or the hearing, I have a sophisticated microphone ear thing, but sometimes I don't hear so good. I don't know why.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what happened, just
what?
For your listeners. When doing this kind of questioning, this happens frequently when I start touching on some really big stuff.
Okay.
The old stories are going, no, don't listen to what he's saying, and they'll just kind of plug your ears temporarily, and it's like, well, what was that?
Uh-huh. Well, it's doing a good job tonight, isn't it?
Yes, and cool.
All right, let me say.
It's okay. It's just part of the game.
It's part of the game. Okay.
So,
is there anything else plugging me?
Don't even think. No thinking.
Okay.
Pause. Allow me to ask, please.
Go ahead.
So, Phyllis, right now, is there anything keeping you from thriving with your money?
No.
Yes. Pardon me?
No.
Okay. So, where is your money?
In my heart.
Do you know how much it is? You don't have to say on the air. Do you have
Yes.
a specific number? Yes?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Do you have any questions at the moment?
Okay, my question would be, how
yes.
do I know I am not fooling myself, playing illusion delusion?
And here's the fun part. You will just practice is going to be part of it. And
mm-hmm.
when I ask you the question, is
okay.
there anything keeping you, I listen to the tone of your voice. I feel in my body, is
mm-hmm.
this a genuine yes or a genuine no?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And I'm not going to let you get away with a less than genuine response.
That works for me.
Okay. So now, what is your, if you can say on the air, and I understand that we've got a large audience and some things you need to keep in private.
Yes.
Okay. Especially big things, and for all your listeners, when
yes.
you come up with your grand ideas, share it with who you need to share it with and nobody else until you have it done, okay?
Yes, that's a big part of it.
And so that way that keeps other people's thought forms off of it. You know, if I say I'm going to, you know, win the Powerball lottery and I'm going to save the world by doing this and this and this and this and this, first thing people's thoughts are going to come after is you can't win the Powerball jackpot and you can't do this and you can't do that. Now all their thought forms are going to be mixing in with my thought forms and I'm less likely to get it done.
Right.
So
that's kind of the way I felt.
Excellent.
With what you really want, to let as few people you know as possible in on it and hold it to yourself till it manifests.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then share it with the world once it's here.
Absolutely.
So now, and so this one, we're going to have to be a little bit tricky on this one, because you don't want to share it with the entire world at the moment.
Right.
So do you have your specific outcome in mind for what happens now that you're fully funded?
Yes, I do. I do.
Now, is there any of that that you can share that won't mess it up?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so pause. Now, keep that in mind.
Right.
Your specific outcome. Now, what is the outcome for you personally of having that?
My heart's desire.
What's that?
My heart's desire.
My heart's desire is not a complete sentence.
Oh, well, you asked what the outcome is.
Yes. Is it you have your heart's desire?
I would have my heart's desire. I would be able to fulfill my mission as I understood it in my vision 17
Excellent.
Years ago.
Okay, so now listen. Listen to, and this is the language. Our language is really subtle. Our language has been around a long time.
Right.
Slipping things in to keep us away from being in our outcome.
Right.
And all we need to do is be clearly focused, feeling, thinking in our outcome, and we'll have it.
Gotcha.
And what I asked you is, what's the outcome? You said, my heart's desire.
Yes.
So now, remember out of the movie The Secret, your wish is my command.
Yes.
You went into a restaurant, and the waiter came up and said, what would you like for dinner? And you said, food. You didn't get specific. Okay? And the waiter's going to go, I don't know what to do. Your angels, your guides, whoever it is, your higher self, whatever it is that makes this stuff happen for you, doesn't have enough information with my heart's desire.
I see.
Now, I asked you more specifically, and you filled in with, I would have my heart's desire. So now,
yes.
I would have is an upgrade, except you don't have it still.
That's right.
Still in my outcome is not here now.
It has not yet manifested, yes. It has to manifest in spirit before it can manifest in the physical.
And to manifest it in spirit, the first step for you is to speak as if it is already here.
Okay.
And so your outcome of having money
yes.
is you have some project, something that you're going to do or whatever.
Yes.
And your true outcome of that is what?
That it already is here.
Now, your specific outcome, is there something you get out of it? And I believe you touched on it. And what you did is you let sort of the, and I learned this from a gentleman, Bob Stevens. He's really
okay.
fantastic at this. And what he calls it is the Babel virus. It's a language glitch. And it's in your language glitch, slip the word would in there to put it out there.
Got it.
Instead of here now.
Right.
So, to upgrade, remove the word would and say, I have my heart's desire now.
Okay. I should say that? Well, yes.
Well,
if I want it, I better claim it, right?
Would you like it next year? Or
no, I'd like it today. Thank you very much.
Okay, cool. All you have to do is decree it.
All right. I claim my heart's desire now.
Now.
Today.
Did you notice that I gave you a little example of you have your claim check, you went up to the coat check, you still don't have your jacket?
Oops, that's not my jacket, huh?
Well, you didn't get it yet. How about instead of decreeing as if it doesn't exist yet, decreeing towards it, decree from it already existing.
Okay.
I have my heart's desire now.
I have my heart's desire now.
Did anything happen there?
No.
Right. What is your heart's greatest desire right now? First words.
I have my heart's desire now.
Pause. What is your... See, here's the thing. Remember, we need to understand every word as we say it to make the decree happen. Because if we don't know what the meaning is, we won't be able to get feeling, and without feeling, nothing happens.
Okay.
And you think you know what your heart's desire is, but that's your thinker happening.
Right. Okay.
What is your true heart's greatest desire in this moment now? First words.
Okay, I have it in my mind.
Okay. Is it something specific?
I'm sorry, is it something what?
Specific.
Yes, it is.
Is it something you can share? No is an acceptable answer here.
I can say it. Can I use three words to say it?
Yes.
Health, wealth, and happiness.
Okay. Who's health?
Health. I claim health.
Who's health?
Pardon?
Who's health?
I claim my health.
You claim it. Doesn't mean you have
it. I am healthy.
I am healthy. And then wealth? Was the second?
I am wealth.
Okay. What does wealth mean?
An abundance of all material goods as well as friendships.
Now, Babel just snuck in.
Babel just snuck in. Okay, gotcha.
Now, all right, and by the way, you can stop this game at any time. We can go talk about something else if you're getting a little uncomfortable here.
So far, let's put it this way. I agreed to do this so my audience knows. I'm not afraid. The only thing I'm looking at is the timeline, that we don't have much time left.
Okay, great.
That is my only concern, and I wish to have it done for my audience's sake as well as mine. If we cannot finish it here, I would appreciate working with it later with you,
yes.
Even tonight or whatever, if it's convenient for you.
But I want
my audience to know I put my money where my mouth is. If I believe in something, I believe that I am a leader. And if I can do it, other people can do it. If I can cross the boggy path and achieve what I choose to achieve, I can turn and show others the way. I can
yep.
be with them and help them to be what they want and claim what they want in their life. That is my desire,
excellent.
To be a way shower.
Let's do this thing right now.
Okay.
And by the way, you have my phone number. If we're not done,
okay, let's
call
share
me
that phone number with the people here. For you, Dr. Doug, if you want to go through this with Dr. Doug, share your number with him, Doug.
It's area code 928-380-2315. And also, by the way,
yes,
if for anybody in the central Arizona area, I have a class coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, which is going to teach you all these tools and then a whole lot more. It's really, really good. Just give a call if you'd like to come. So now,
yes.
What I asked you about is what is wealth? And what you said was an abundance of da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
And so what, so now, if I was your genie and you said you choose your wealth and what wealth means is an abundance, it's like,
mm-hmm.
cool. Your next door neighbor now has an abundance of all these things.
Abundance for me.
Back, think about it. If
yes.
you didn't tell, your genie, by the way, is a practical joker. Okay.
Okay.
Get specific with it. Your genie is going to go, well, how can we have some fun with this one? And it's just kind of, I choose a really great BMW. And somebody with one moves in next door. Is the BMW you manifested? Unfortunately, you don't have the key. And so
I claim wealth for myself, health for myself, and
love. Now, what is wealth for you again?
Monetarily, money in the bank, money to spend. The ability to do what I want without concern and to achieve my goal. The money to achieve the dream that I have.
Okay.
That's what wealth is to me.
Okay. Here's again. And by the way, God bless you for standing up and being the target here. Like, seriously. You said an ability, not
yes.
my ability. You didn't go back and correct an abundance and say my abundance of money, which means $2.5 million in my bank account today.
You got it.
My ability to do this. Do you hear the difference?
Yes.
When I go into the restaurant, I tell the waiter specifically, I'll have the Caesar salad, leave the croutons on the side, I'll take an extra thing of the Caesar dressing, put some anchovies directly on top. I'm going to get specific so I get exactly what I'm desiring.
Mm-hmm.
And the better you paint your picture in specificity, the faster it will show up because the more you'll feel it.
Okay. Am I headed in the right direction?
Oh, gosh, yes. You've made it. I mean, think about where we started. Now, the ultimate is I am my abundance of money now.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you know specifically what abundance means, we're in.
Okay. I am the abundance that I desire.
Listen up.
I am abundant.
Pause. Your listeners are going to love this one because some of them probably heard you do it again.
Okay.
The abundance that I desire. Now, what you did is you just separated yourself. The abundance put it outside of you one level.
Uh-huh.
That I desire. That is out there.
Yes.
And yet another separation.
Mmm. Clever.
Yes. So,
yes.
I am my money. Try that.
I am my money.
Good.
Whoa.
Again.
I am my money.
Excellent. How about I am? Now, I'm just going to guess. Okay, I have no facts, so listeners, I'm just making this up. I'm going to assume your projects would do well with millions of dollars, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to pick a large number for you. $10 million. Would that make a good dent in it?
Not really. At least more.
Will $100 million do it for you?
Yes.
Cool. I am my $100 million in my bank account now.
I am my $100 million. I'm sorry. I am my hundred. Choked on that one.
Okay.
I am my $100 million in the bank right now.
You slipped the bank in there.
Okay.
You're doing, Phyllis, you're doing beautifully, and most people go. I have yet to have somebody come in and just go, okay, boom, they've got it. Their old stories are going, no, stay away from this. Because when you get this, now you, Phyllis, have got to stand up and have everybody see you. And the worst thing for you, Phyllis, would you like to know what it's going to be?
What is it?
You're going to have to put up with thousands and tens of thousands of people loving you.
I hear you, and that's okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, I am.
I am.
$100 million in my bank account now.
I am $100 million in my bank account now.
You left the my off of there again.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I am my $100 million in my bank account now.
Excellent. You got all the words now. Can you make it with feeling?
I am my $100 million in my bank account now.
We're almost there. Go for it.
I am my $100 million in my bank account now.
And... put an and there.
And?
I love people loving me.
I love people loving me.
Make that one real, please.
I love people loving me.
Again.
I love people loving me.
How many people?
All people.
You don't know all people. How many? Let's get specific.
I love all people in my life loving me.
We're talking tens, hundreds, thousands, millions.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. And it matters, and here's one of the ways we, and I'm including myself, as New Agers, you know, whatever we call ourselves, have failed ourselves because we stopped getting specific. It's like, I want everybody to love me. Our unconscious does not know everybody, and it's going to go, ha-ha, I fooled you.
Mm.
Okay? For me personally, mm-hmm. when it came time for even 100 people to love me, I would go, oh, everybody will love me. And I was real happy with that, and it was real easy to say. But when it came for me to say, I have thousands of people loving me now, that took so much to get that out between my teeth. Yeah.
Hmm.
You feel, so now say, I have thousands of people loving me.
I have thousands of people loving me. Oh, my God, my heart feels overwhelmed.
Ah, there we go. And so now, I believe we're at probably the close of our show tonight.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm here this evening if you'd like to continue.
I'm sorry?
I'm here this evening if you'd like to continue.
Okay, I will talk to you shortly.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Doug. Thank you all for listening in. He's a wonderful person. This is a lot of fun. We're going to come back, Doug, another time with your permission, and we're going to talk about the results of this and what has happened in my life. And I'm feeling very lightheaded right now. It's just a weird feeling. So we're going to follow through with this, ladies and gentlemen. If it works for me, it works for you. God bless you. Thank you all so much for listening to The Higher Dimension. We'll be back next week with Frankie Avery. Doug, thank you so much. I'll be talking to you shortly. God bless and good night.
Good night.